Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. For 754 days, Ukraine defends itself against the forces of the Russian invasion. South Korea believes that North Korea has sent about 7,000 containers of ammunition and other military equipment to Russia since last year, reports Slovoe Dilo. Shin Won-sik, South Korea's Minister of National Defense, said that Pyongyang had likely received over 9,000 containers of aid in exchange for military support. The minister further stated that North Korea used to rely on ships but is now increasingly using railways for cross-border arms deliveries. The president of the Czech Republic, Petr Pavel, said that in the near future European companies will be able to produce the necessary amount of ammunition for themselves and for Ukraine, reports Radio Liberty. He stressed that production of the necessary number of projectiles takes time and requires an increase in production capacity. The president said that his country is trying to find ammunition wherever it can, deliver it to Ukraine as quickly as possible. But at the same time, it is increasing its own capacity. According to the Wall Street Journal, Czechia found an opportunity to purchase an additional amount of about 700,000 large-caliber projectiles within the framework of the initiative for the purchase of artillery shells for Ukraine, reports Militarny. This will be possible if the necessary funds are available. Various suppliers were found in countries that are not part of the European Union and NATO. Prague found an opportunity to purchase 800,000 artillery shells from various suppliers around the world for the needs of the defense forces of Ukraine. We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Foreign ministers of the European Union member states have adopted a final decision to allocate an additional 5 billion euros for military support to Ukraine under the European Peace Facility, reports Ukrinform. EU High Representative Josep Borrell stressed that this 5 billion euros fund is designed to support Ukraine, so EU countries can use it both to order ammunition from manufacturers and to compensate for their purchase outside the EU. Borrell stressed that member states wishing to deliver weapons and ammunition to Ukraine can get them from anywhere, from their own stocks, from the European defense industry, from any supplier in the world. For example, the initiative of the Czech Republic to supply Ukraine with 800,000 ammunition is absolutely legitimate in order to use the Ukrainian aid fund to partially compensate the costs of the member countries participating in this initiative. Borrell added that if member states agree to use the profits from frozen Russian assets, these resources can also be partially placed in the European Peace Fund, which will allow the EU to increase its aid to Ukraine. In his evening video address, President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the leadership of the European Union and all member states for establishing this new fund to assist Ukraine. Cabinet of Ministers of Ukraine has approved a plan for the Ukraine facility, the basis for providing financial support from the European Union under a four-year program totaling 50 billion euros, reports European Pravda. Ukraine's Prime Minister Denis Shmigal said that the plan requires structural reforms that correspond to more than 100 quarterly indicators. These are European approaches to public administration reform, the fight against corruption, economic and sector-specific reforms in various areas, from energy to agriculture. In addition, the document discusses broad goals such as the green transition, digitalization and European integration. Shmigal said that the plan was developed jointly with European partners. It will soon be submitted to the European Commission for consideration. He added that if it successfully implements the reforms in the Ukraine facility plan, Kyiv will be able to receive about 16 billion euros already this year. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just two people and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, Highlights from Ukraine can exist. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.